Greetings, friends, and hello again to Search the Scriptures. As you know, on Search the Scriptures, we are a program that lets the Bible interpret the Bible. And we are here to teach you the truth and to go into a lot of the falsehoods that Christianity and false religion has taught people for the last 2,000 years. So again, we were in our last program, we were discussing the topic of who is end time Babylon. Who is end time Babylon? If you are hearing this for the first time, you're in your car, in your house, and you're hearing this broadcast, and you didn't hear part one of who is Babylon, you could always go to our website, www.cohyhwh.com, and you could look under the radio broadcasts, and all our broadcasts after they're done all go online. And they are there. It is free of charge. We also have more than 100 sermons online that you can download and listen to. We don't charge for anything. Again, if you want to make a free will offering, it's always accepted and it's always appreciated. But we have nothing to sell. The Bible says in Matthew 10, freely you receive, freely you give, Matthew 10:8. And we are here to just bring the true good news of our Savior Yeshua all around the world. I am doing this broadcast directly from the nation of Israel, and that's where we are based out of. And we enjoin you, we ask you, we encourage you, come to Israel sometime and spend a pilgrimage with us. And like I always say, it will definitely change your life. So again, let's get right back into the subject. Last week we went into end time Babylon, and the first thing I was proving is that Babylon is not a church. It cannot be simply a world system, although the country that brings Babylon brings a world system, but that Babylon is a nation. We went into the book of Jeremiah, and maybe I'll just go there for a few minutes. I don't want to rehash too much. Like I said, if you didn't hear it, you can go back online and you could listen to part one of this, but I'll go into one or two scriptures. Let's go to Jeremiah 50 and verse 8, and we prove the fact that Jeremiah 50 and 51 is not historical. It never happened before. All the things talking about in Jeremiah 50 and 51 are prophetic and future in nature. So, Jeremiah 15 verse 8, flee from the midst of Babylon and go out of the land of the Chaldeans and be as the he-goats before the flock. Jeremiah 50 and verse 21, go up against the land of Maranatham. Double punishment, Jeremiah 51 in verse 2. And I will send foreigners to Babylon who will sift her and will empty her land. So clearly Babylon is a land. We proved why it cannot be the Catholic Church or any other church for that matter. That Babylon is a land. We also went into in the last program that one of the characteristics, if you want to know which country could be Babylon, and what I always say is we're going over these characteristics, get a pen and paper out, write down anyone who you think Babylon can be, and make a check mark as we go through each characteristic in the Bible, and you will see there's only one nation on the face of the earth, United States of America, who can fit end time Babylon. So in the last program where we were ending, we went over how end time Babylon is the great military might. Jeremiah 50 and verse 23 calls it the hammer of the earth. It's a Jewish idiom which means world policeman. And I said, if you're really honest with yourself, there's only one world policeman. China is not going into other countries being the world policeman. Europe is not going into the countries being the world policeman. You know, only United States of America, whether it be Kosovo, Bosnia, Iraq, Afghanistan, Grenada, and all the other things for the last 25 years that America has been doing, only America fits the bill as the world policeman. But there's even a greater characteristic that we just started to and we ran out of time in the last program about end time Babylon. I'm going to start here in Revelation 18. Revelation 18 and verse 3. Because of the anger of her fornication, which all the nations have drunk, even the kings of the earth have committed fornication with her, and the merchants of the earth became rich from the power of her trade. So we're going to see here today as we get into this, and we may have to spend most of this program just on this one topic. Babylon the Great is about one thing, money. Babylon the Great is about one thing, commercialism. Babylon the Great is about one thing, making the merchants of the earth rich from the power of her trade. Now, let's be honest with ourselves. United States of America is one third of the world economy. Any country in the world, any country, you name it, China, Germany, Japan, name any country in the world that if it completely collapsed, sure, there would be ripples in the stock market. We've had them before because Japan collapsed before. China just started coming in to the World Trade Organization. It wasn't even there a few years ago. You know, Europe has been pretty pathetic overall. You know, maybe if you put them all together, they add up for more. But there's no nation in Europe, if Germany fell or anything else, that would tumble the world system. If America economic system collapsed tomorrow, or the dollar collapsed tomorrow, it would be the end of the financial world as we know it. I mean, really, be honest with yourself. Every country in the world is based on the dollar. You know, they all have their own currencies, but the reserve currency of the world, what backs all of the currencies of the world, what backs the World Bank, what backs the International Monetary Fund, what backs all of these world loans, is the United States dollar. So again, only the United States have made the merchants of all the merchants of the earth become rich through the power of her trade. As we continue here, we see going down, let's see. Verse 7. By what things she glorified herself and luxuriated, by so much give back to her torment and mourning, because she says in her heart, I sit as a queen. I am not a widow, and I will not see sorrow. Because of this, in one day her plague shall come, death and mourning and famine, and she will be consumed with fire, for Adonai Yahweh judging her is strong. And again, we use the Hebraic roots version of the Holy Scriptures, because it has the name of our Heavenly Father Yahweh and His Son Yeshua. We've had some programs on the importance of our Heavenly Father's name. If you never heard it before, and you're wondering, who is Yahweh? Yahweh is the creator of the world. Yahweh is the only Elohim. People use the word God. We like to use the Hebrew Elohim, especially since we're here in Israel. And the fact that the word God is the actual name of the Babylonian deity. But that's on another program. You could, again, go online, www.cohyhwh.com. Look under the name, sacred name of our Heavenly Father, and you'll be amazed at some of these things. But again, Babylon, verse 7, by what things she glorified herself and luxuriated, by so much give back to her. Be honest with yourself again. Who has the highest standard of living in the world? Do you realize, and if you're hearing this in America, this broadcast can be going out all over the world through our website and other means. But do you realize, if you're hearing this in the United States of America, that 90% of the world do not live the way that most Americans live? Do you realize that the vast majority of people in the world, 70% or more, 70 to 80% of human beings on this planet make between $1 and $5 a week? 70 to 80% of human beings. Whether you go to China, whether you go to anywhere in Africa, to the African nations, to the Philippines, go all over the world, South America, Central America. Most countries today, if you work an 8 or 10 hour day, you are going to bring home between $1 to $5 a week. And yet in America, I mean, the average salary now is up to what? $40,000 a year? And that's not a good salary there, right? That's just average. Who else has luxuriated herself? Look at verse 9. And the kings of the earth will weep for her and will wail over her, those having fornicated and having luxuriated with her, when they see the smoke of her burning, standing from afar off because of the fear of her torment, saying, "Woe, woe, to that great city Babylon, the strong city, for in 1 hour your judgments came." Verse 11 of Revelation 18. "And the merchants of the earth will weep and mourn over her, because no one buys their merchandise anymore. Never again will there be trading merchandise of gold, of silver, of precious stones, of pearls, of fine linen, of purple, of silk, of scarlet, of all aromatic wood, of every ivory vessel, of every vessel, of every precious wood, of bronze, of iron, of marble, of cinnamon, and perfumes, and ointments, and frankincense, and wine, and oil, and fine flour, and wheat, and beasts, and sheep, and horses, and chariots, and bodies, and souls of men." Let me stop there for a minute. You know, if you're honest with yourself, and you're hearing this in the United States of America, I'm a United States of America citizen, although I'm living in Israel now. That is where we were based out of, and that's where this is being broadcast right now, this being made. If you're honest with yourself, everyone looks at America. There's nobody that's going to doubt this isn't fitting United States of America. No nation on earth lives the way Americans do. 3,000 square foot homes, 2 and 3 cars, the salaries they make, the pleasure seeking, the 50-inch TVs, all these things that Americans do that are average, that are normal, that aren't normal. Like I said, 70 to 80% of the world live on $1 to $5 a week. Only this could fit America. Only this could fit America. But when you really look at it, look at that last verse, verse 13. "And they made bodies and slaves of the bodies and souls of men." So do Americans, are they really as free as it looks to the rest of the world? Are Americans slaves of their own success? Really think about it. You know, people don't realize most Americans don't have a lot of money. They may be living this luxurious lifestyle, like it says in Revelation 18, but very few Americans have tons of money just laying in the bank. They have a lot of credit cards and a lot of debt on those credit cards, and they've actually become a slave to their success. Because by the big houses that they bought, that they did on credit, and all the different things and cars and vacations and nice clothes and everything else, the average American just on credit cards is anywhere from $8,000 to $12,000 in debt, just on their credit cards. I don't have to really get into the crisis going on in America with the real estate market and how close to 50%, half of mortgages in America, what they call underwater, which means the house is worth less than what the people owe. So again, we could kind of start to see the fall of Babylon is already on its way, which we'll get into in the next broadcast. But my point just here is that all these riches of Babylon haven't really made the people happier. But you know what's interesting? There's 25 things that are named there. I'm going to go back to verse 11. "And the merchants of the earth weep and mourn over her because no one buys their merchandise anymore." So when Babylon falls, the merchants are weeping and mourning. Why? Because Babylon not only is a producer in the world market, Babylon is a buyer. And that's one of the ways you can see there is nobody else who can fit this but United States of America. Sure, you could say, look at China. China is producing a lot in the world economy today, right? We're number one. Babylon is a great democracy. China certainly isn't that. The Chinese are not pleasure seekers, living luxuriously, the very opposite, you know, when you look at the communism in that country. And also, Chinese are not buyers. Chinese are sellers. The world economy, they say it all the time, you know, 50 to 60% of the world economy is the American consumer. It's the American consumer that's buying these things. And that's why when Babylon is destroyed, all the merchants of the earth are weeping and wailing because nobody's buying their merchandise anymore. Face it, friends, Europe is not buyers. Europe may have a halfway decent standard of living, and there's some nice countries that are in Europe and living styles, but they are certainly not buyers. If you look at the amount of money imports going into all of Europe put together, it doesn't even remotely compare to half, not even half, of the imports that are coming into the United States of America. Look at verse 14. "And the ripe fruits that your soul lusted after have went away from you, and all things delicious and splendid have perished from you, and you shall obtain them no more. Very interesting. Do you know America is really one of the only countries in the world where you can get any fruit all year long, whether it's in season or not? I live here in Israel, and like I said, we go to the market maybe once a week or once every 2 weeks. And right now, you know, it's the harvest time coming with the pomegranates and the dates and the figs. But that'll only be for maybe a month or two. And then we won't get them for a whole year. And then after that, you have your citrus fruits in the winter. You know, and then after that in the spring, you have strawberries coming out and your other things. And then your summer fruits of nectarines and plums. But only in America, you can get anything you want all year round. I mean, there's just always there. And like he's saying, when they're destroyed, the ripe fruits that your soul lusted after they went away from you, they're not there. Verse 15, the merchants of these things, the ones being enriched from her, the merchants are all enriched from Babylon, will stand from afar because of the fear of her torment, weeping and mourning, and saying, woe, woe to the great city, having been clothed in linen and purple and scarlet, having been gilded with gold and precious stones and pearls, the lifestyle that's in America, Babylon. For in 1 hour, such great wealth was desolated. And every ship pilot and all company on the ships and sailors and as many work at sea. And they cried, seeing the smoke of her burning, saying, what other is like the great city? And they threw dust on their heads and cried, weeping and mourning, saying, woe, woe to the great city, by which all those having ships in the sea were rich from her costliness, because in 1 hour her time is ruined. And you know, if you look at Babylon, Babylon was a city, but it was also a nation. And you can compare Revelation 18 to the great city of New York in the country of America, Babylon. And again, in old times, not so much today, but in old times, that's where all the ships that would come into America, they would all come in through the New York Harbor. And you know what's interesting? There's only one city in the world today beside ancient Iraq where there's a city called Babylon. And as the ships would come into America, they would actually see a big water tower in Babylon, New York, that says, welcome to Babylon. And they would all come in, and that's where they would start their journey coming in. And that's where all the things were unloaded in the harbors in New York. And that's where all the things were distributed. And that's why all the shipmasters cry and sigh when America, Babylon is destroyed, because no one's buying their merchandise anymore. Let's go down to verse 23, which is very interesting, another characteristic of end time Babylon. And the light of a lamp will not shine in you ever. And the voice of the bridegroom and the bride will not be heard in you never. For your merchants were the great ones of the earth. Come on, be honest. Your merchants were the great ones of the earth. The Rupert Murdochs, you know, and the Bill Gates and the Donald Trumps and all these people. Your merchants were the great ones of the earth. For by your sorceries, all the nations were deceived. That's a very interesting word, because in the Greek, that word sorceries literally is pharmakia. And it's better rendered by, more than sorceries, it's by your medicine, by your, the pharmakia, by your medicine, all the nations were deceived. Johnson & Johnson, Merck, Pfizer, all these countries, to be honest with yourself, especially if you're hearing this in the United States of America, the average American is on anywhere from 3 to 9 pills a day. Can you imagine that? And they never get better. They just get on more pills. By your pharmakia, by your medicines, all the nations were deceived. And to be honest with you, medicine, pharmacies, pharmaceutical drugs is a bigger business today than even oil. It's a multi-billion dollar business. Even our children in the United States of America, more than 5 million children on Ritalin, Paxil, and these other drugs. And the key is not to heal people, not to make them better, but to get every American on drugs so that you have to. That's the whole point behind this national health care, because you know what? As long as you're not paying for it, you won't care, but somebody's going to pay for it. So again, maybe you're not paying your $40 a pill, but somebody will be paying for it. And in the end, it's the little guy. It's the consumer. Because that's the guy who runs Babylon, the American consumer. So again, interesting enough, when you look at Revelation 18, it names 25 different things that Babylon trades. Now, Here is one of the greatest characteristics of the show. It can only be the United States of America. And you know why? Because if you look at those things in chapter 18, starting in verse 12, going all the way down, all the different things that Babylon trades, gold and silver and precious stones, only in America, Babylon, do they even have a commodity exchange to exchange these things. Only in America, Babylon. Babylon is all about money. Babylon is about trading. And you know that, we all know the New York Stock Exchange, of course. But did you know that before about 20 years ago, there were only maybe three stock markets or four stock markets in the whole world? Now, virtually every country on earth has their own stock market. But if you're going to trade commodities, you must go to Babylon, America. That's where, you know, all these things that are traded, all 25 things, are traded more in America in one day than the whole world combined. Clear representation. So you can go to Revelation 18 or you can open up a Wall Street Journal. But both will show who end time Babylon actually is. Another one, another scripture, is if you go back to Revelation 17. Revelation 17, in verse 18, it says, "And the woman who you saw is the great city having dominion over the kings of the earth." So Babylon also has dominion over the kings of the earth. If you go back to Jeremiah 41, verse 44, because we always say, let the Bible interpret the Bible by the mouth of two witnesses, let everything be established. So Jeremiah 51, 44. It says, "And I will punish Bel in Babylon, and I will bring forth out of his mouth that which he has swallowed up, and the nation shall not flow together any more to him. Yea, the wall of Babylon shall fall." The nations shall not flow together any more to him. Where is the only place on earth that all nations flow together? Where is the only place on the earth where it says Babylon reigns over the kings of the earth? Could it be in New York City at the United Nations? The only place on earth where all nations on earth, even ones that are hostile toward us. You know, if you look at the president of Iran, Ahmadinejad, you know, even him gets to come. I mean, it's crazy. This person wants to destroy America and destroy Israel. And let they allow him because of the United Nations, because it's world law that all the nations of the earth stream to Babylon. But we see after they're destroyed, no nation will stream to Babylon anymore. Flow together unto him. Another characteristic that shows about Babylon is Jeremiah 51 and verse 9. Jeremiah 51 and verse 9. It says, "We would have healed Babylon, but she is not healed. Forsake her and let us go, each one to his own country. For her judgment reaches to the heavens and is lifted up unto the skies." Her judgment is lifted up to the skies. Go down to verse now 53, the same chapter. 53. "Though Babylon should ascend up to the heavens, and though she should fortify her strong height, plunderers shall come from me to her estate, Yahweh." Though Babylon should ascend up to the heavens. It's prophesied that Babylon would have a space program. And do you know the original word in Hebrew for ascend to the heavens? The word is NASA. NASA. NASA, like our space program. So it says, "Though Babylon should ascend to the heavens, fortify her strong height, plunderers will come to me, says Yahweh." It's even prophesied of Babylon having a space program called NASA. How much more do we need to know? You know, it's really interesting also that in ancient Babylon, you know that there was a pagan goddess called Ishtar. It's actually where Easter comes from today. Easter is not a Christian holy day, and we'll do other programs on that. It's in my book called The Great Falling Away. You can write for it to our New Jersey address, free of charge, and we'd be happy to send it to you. But Ishtar, where Easter comes from, was the goddess of Babylon. And they always thought she was a temple prostitute and all these things. Until, oh, maybe about 15 years ago, maybe a little longer, Saddam Hussein was doing digging in ancient Babylon. And they dug up the royal records of ancient Babylon. And they found something very interesting about Ishtar. They found out that Ishtar was not a temple prostitute, but she was actually the mother of immigrants. Ishtar was the mother of immigrants. And do you know that she had a purple and scarlet robe? She had a 7-spike crown around her head. And she either had a cup or a torch in her right hand. And she had the law of Hammurabi in her left hand. Wow. What does that sound like to you? Tall lady in a harbor, right? With a 7-spike crown, with robes of purple and scarlet, torch in her one hand, book of law in the other hand. Sounds a lot to me like the Statue of Liberty, doesn't it? Very lot like the Statue of Liberty. Do you know that the second most important temple in ancient Babylon was called the White House? Do you know that the Parthian in ancient Babylon was structured, that our Capitol building in Washington, D.C. was structured exactly after the ancient Parthian in Babylon? Do you know on the top of our Capitol building is a little Ishtar statue that's still there today? So many similarities that come between America and Babylon. Babylon is all about trading. Babylon is about the world economy. Babylon is the number one economic power in the world, and Babylon is the number one military power in the world. Babylon is the world policeman. Babylon has deceived the nations through her pharmakia. Babylon lives in luxury while the rest of the world lives in poverty. And Babylon even has a space program. These are just a few of the characteristics that we went over about Babylon. And to be honest with you, nobody else can fit this. Absolutely nobody else can fit it except for United States of America. Now, what we're going to go over in our next program is what is the judgment to come on Babylon? You know, one of the things of Babylon, why the father is so upset at Babylon, because in ancient times, in ancient Babylon, if you were destroyed the way that Babylon destroyed Israel, you wanted to be destroyed by Babylon, because Babylon would allow you to come there. They'd allow you to live in the land. They'd allow you to bring your false gods with you. And they had all kinds of false gods in worship. The same way America is today. What started out from freedom of religion, which was supposed to be freedom of Christian religion, that no one Christian denomination was supposed to rule over the other ones, has turned into freedom of pagan religion today. And even atheist called himself a religion, pagan religion. But it wasn't the way it was meant to be. So in our next program, friends, we will see what the Father says is the future of end time Babylon, America, in the days that we're living in. We are the Congregation of Yahweh Jerusalem. We do have a New Jersey address, a United States address. If you'd like to write to us, you can write to Carteret, New Jersey, Carteret, New Jersey, 07008. You can ask. We have messages on Babylon. We'd be happy to send them to you for free. You can check us on the web, www.coyhwh.com. Again, all our messages are free of charge. You can write for my book, The Great Falling Away, and you will be amazed to see what your pastor and your priest and your rabbi doesn't want you to know. So until next time, friends, may you be blessed and pray for the peace of Jerusalem. They will prosper, all those who love her.